We've talked about some of these alignments already. You've already made references to the Bible. Gary's made references to prophecy. We know how things end. And we want to end this program with these things in place, because without this knowledge, these kinds of things are either, well, I mean, they can be disturbing for many. They can be very unsettling for many. But a lot of things are taking place here that are really exciting. So I want to go here. Before we get into you putting together these pieces, you've mentioned it, but I want you to go a little bit further with it. Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, has been instrumental, as you have said, influencing the Saudi Arabian young king, bin Salman. He's done some other things that are fairly amazing. A lot of it revolves around a peace treaty in an attempt to try and make things happen there. And even Egyptian President Sisi just called a couple of days ago for a renewed energy and trying to put together a peace treaty. If you can, talk a little bit more on why does Jared Kushner appear to have such favor in what he's attempting to do here?
You know, it's been an elusive dream of our presidents to be the one that finally is the one responsible for sponsoring a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians, Israel and the Middle Eastern powers. And, you know, President Trump prides himself, as well as Kushner, in being deal makers. They have quite a substantial history in business, and they consider this the deal of all deals. Kushner has put together a really bright plan, really brilliant plan, but when I speak to audiences, I say that the covenant land of Israel, of Judea, Samaria, and East Jerusalem, was given by God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants. And it's not to be an Arab state. And I document in my book, every time that we attempt to pressure Israel to divide their land, we have enormous record-setting catastrophes in America. We had 3 hurricanes during the Jewish month of Elul. Just recently, at the time that Kushner was going country to country to country, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, attempting to develop this coalition of countries that would come together to develop this Israel a Middle Eastern peace deal. The only problem is it was going to require Israel to give up Judea, Samaria, and probably parts of Jerusalem. His plan in the surface is, and in the natural, is great, but it's an opposition to the Bible. The Bible does not see an Arab state in the biblical heartland of Israel. So, brilliant plan, brilliant idea. I think it's a coup, the fact that President Trump had the opportunity to speak to 55 Muslim countries. I think this U.S.-Israel-Sunni coalition that Trump and Kushner are trying to put together makes a lot of sense, especially in having to deal with Iran. But at the same time, only God knows how this is going to play out. But what's happening, Sam, to finalize this, is it's leading to the final day conflicts of Jeremiah 49, 35 through 39, that deals with Elam, which is modern-day Iran, and also the coalition of Ezekiel 38 and 39 of Russia, Turkey, Iran, and other former Soviet Union countries, Sudan, Libya, coming against Israel. It's all aligning because of these efforts.